I can say is Rajon Blackwell, the school you go to, number one JUCO in the country, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. So just your name, school, whatever else you want to hype up, and then you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
All right. Oh, I'll go right now?
Whenever you're ready.
Right. It's Rajon Blackwell, point guard of Florida Southwestern, number one D1 JUCO. Ah.
Take two.
All right. Wait, what's the, this is the Mike Kaplan
100 podcast.
This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. All right. This is Rajon Blackwell, point guard at Florida Southwestern, JUCO. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, that works.
That was a little shaky.
You can go again.
I don't like that one. I don't like that. You got to redo that.
Three times a charm.
This is Rajon Blackwell, point guard at Florida Southwestern, and this is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Let's get it.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today's very special guest, my main man, Rajon Blackwell, committed to the number one JUCO in the country. What's going on, my man?
What's good?
So now, well, you're not committed. You're there. You're physically there now. How's it going? What's it like being down in a different state? Pandemic going on. How's everything? Yeah. How's it going?
Everything is brand new for me. You know what I mean? First year in college, so you definitely got to work hard. This is just a new experience. I'm learning different things every day. I mean, just trying to get better every day.
Yeah, definitely. So explain to listeners out there what a JUCO is, why you decided to go to JUCO, being from Baldwin High School, one of the best guards in the state. Why'd you end up choosing to go to JUCO for at least your first year in college?
Well, fresh out of prep school, I had two D1 offers and a JUCO offers and other couple schools looking at me. But I decided to go JUCO because I knew there was still more things that I can learn. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying I wasn't ready, but I felt like it was my route.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? My route may be different from other people's.
100%. So being a JUCO now, what goals do you have for the future?
Well, I don't really got a dream school, but whatever school fits, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whatever school is best for me, that's where I'm going.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a great achievement just to play Division I. When did you really have that goal that you wanted to play in college?
Probably around, like, ninth grade, for real. That's when I really started, like, taking basketball really serious. It was really because of my main, like, my older brother.
Yep.
He put that battery in my back to, like, just work hard because the things that he went through with basketball, his marathon, it really inspired me to go hard. So, yeah. Like, he was the main reason. So, around, like, ninth grade.
Yeah, I mean, knowing your brother, working with him as well, great role model for you. I mean, I think that's huge, having somebody who's experienced it and that could work with you to help you and push you, and someone who's been there, done that, and knows what it takes really for that next level. That being said, ninth grade, I know you train with Jerry Powell.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Good friend of mine.
Sensei.
Great basketball trainer, and you've been with me now for a long time. When did you really know, I need a basketball trainer, and you need somebody like me? Speed, agility, strength. Just that combination.
Like, again, my brother, he put that battery in my back, so I started messing around with Jerry. Let me take it back. Actually, my brother really started going to Jerry's in high school. So, like, me always seeing him go work out, you know what I mean, inspired me to go work out, too. So, I went to Jerry's around, like, eighth grade. And then with you, I realized that everyone was getting bigger and stronger than me, and I'm just some little, like, twig kind of. Yeah. Coming here definitely changed my game a whole lot. So when I started really coming, like, I was like 10th grade.
Yeah.
11th grade. No, I think 11th grade, yeah.
11th, yeah, because now you're. Grade. Yep. Yeah, I mean, we posted that picture, saw the difference in your body, how much stronger you got. You jump out the gym, you know, now from doing all the plyometric stuff we've been doing. Definitely one of the hardest workers that we have in here. So I think you take advantage of all your opportunities. We know how hard you work and you see the results. Being here with me now for a few years, what would you say is your least favorite thing that we do?
My least favorite thing is the sleds. Yeah. I hate the frogs, the pulling it.
Oh, pulling it?
Yeah. That right there kills your hamstrings.
And what's your favorite? What do you enjoy doing?
Oh, Dunk Factory.
Yeah.
Come on.
All
now.
Day.
Come on, that's where the bounce is at.
Dunk Factory all day. That's right. Yeah, I mean, I love working with you because you can jump out the gym. We're definitely able to do some fun exercises, more advanced dunking exercises with that factory.
Facts.
But, you know, like I said, between me, Jerry, school, practice, you know, pre-COVID, what's like a normal day in Rajan's life? Just how busy you were doing everything with school, academics, homework, how much commitment you really put into just getting better?
Well, my schedule in the summertime, it was probably like 5 a.m. I'll go to the beach with my brother. Then I think 7 a.m. go to Jerry's. So 7 to 9, I'm at Jerry's. So 5 to 6:30, I'm at the beach. 7 to 9, I'm at Jerry's. And I'll probably come here right after that, so like 10 to 12. So that's 3 workouts before 12 o'clock. And then I'll probably go to Joe downstairs,
yep, physical therapy. At the recovery.
Physical therapy. Shout out to Joe. And then I'll go to cryotherapy. And then I'll do whatever. I'll shoot in my backyard after that because, yeah, I already got 3 workouts in. So I'm done for the day.
Yeah, that's inspiring stuff, man. And you have your brother there pushing you, your dad, you know, your great family support, helping you, pushing you, and just getting you to that next level. Like I said, you work super hard anyway. I think it's great you get that recovery. Joe Calabari downstairs does the acupuncture. He's one of the best in the game as well. The recovery is a huge aspect of everything as well. You know, doing all that in one day, on a scale of 1 to 10, how prepared do you think you really were for college, now that you've, you know, experienced the fall semester?
Honestly, I don't even know because I'm still learning so much more.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't even think there is a scale.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, is that the hardest thing, just the learning curve of the actual basketball or just the speed and strength of that next level?
Yeah, for me, it was definitely probably the learning because everybody learns at a different pace. You know what, yep, I mean? So, like, it took me a little bit. It may take me a little bit longer than the next guy to pick up on certain things, like Terry. Terry, for instance, he was there last year, so he was able to help me,
yep,
like, tell me, like, things, like, because he already went through it. You feel me?
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody learns at a different pace.
What do you think, what's the hardest part or the biggest adjustment from being at away from home and at a JUCO or just away at college? What would you say is the hardest thing for you now? Or biggest adjustment, really?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I think I adjusted pretty well, to be honest. But probably not seeing my moms every day.
Yeah. Family?
Yeah, family.
That's funny. Do you remember, you know, now I'm thinking about it, you've been here so long, the first time that we did get that first workout? Do you remember that first day? I'm trying to think.
First workout, I think, was after. It was at IS8 when we was playing IS8.
Yeah. We had the whole team here.
Yeah, we came over to here. We got that video. They started, yep, jumping for real after that.
That's funny. I remember when that team came and we had, I mean, that was like the legit 12 best kids in Long Island.
Yeah, we went crazy.
And they came in and that workout was no joke.
Yeah, we got a squad.
I don't think anybody was really ready for that workout.
Yeah.
They kind of got tricked into coming, maybe.
Cap workouts is different.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like you said, having Terry with you, you know, another Long Island kid, having a year under his belt, how important is that to you? Just with everything, whether you're having a bad day or maybe you didn't understand something at practice, coach is getting on you, just to have that support from somebody physically there with you from an emotional standpoint and just, you know, basketball-wise, how much does that help you?
That's very important, especially with coming from Terry, because that's my boy. Like, we grew up together playing basketball. So having someone in that that was already in that program, like right. that was already been through the all like the bad, the good, he can help the next person out.
Yeah.
And me, his boy, he's always gonna keep it real with me, so he ain't gonna lie to me. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's I think that's real important to have that.
Being at the number one JUCO in the country, having that pressure on you, on your school, on your team, where are you looking forward to most playing? Like what venue, what college are you most excited to go to and see and play against?
Man, I just want to go to a school that's going to help me get to the NBA.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Now, has that been a dream of yours since you were younger, or did that come over time?
I definitely had that dream as a kid, but like going like in life and I really see it now. You feel me?
Yep.
So like, it's coming into like.
Yeah, you're getting excited. Yeah, hopefully someday. Yeah. I can't wait. You're one of my favorite kids. You work so hard. I hope you got the opportunity to have that chance to play at the NBA. Right now, you just keep working hard and do what you're doing. Going through everything you've gone through, the day in your life that we just talked about, what advice would you give a younger kid now, you know, knowing how much you know from everything you've gone through, just a younger athlete looking to play in college, any level, any sport, what advice would you give them?
Man, just keep working. Don't ever stop. Never. Because you here for a reason. You was born for a reason. You know what I mean? Everybody got a purpose. So don't get down on yourself because of what somebody else thinks of you. Yeah. If you feel like that deep down inside, just keep working for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, always got to work hard. Never always. Give up. Great stuff. Seeing you do what you do and say that, I mean, it's you back up what you say. You're always pushing kids. You're always working harder than the next kid. You know, now being a freshman, D1, JUCO, throughout your whole career, what would you say is your biggest or your best moment of your basketball career so far?
My best moment was losing in that playoff game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why losing?
Because you got to fail to succeed.
Yes, sir.
So that's it right there.
So in the moment, it was torture, but now as you get older and
right
you learn
game.
From it. Yep.
Yeah, it was hurtful because I'm like, dang, like I put in so much work.
Yeah.
I put in so much work just to lose. Like why I'm like, why is this happening to me? Da da. You gotta go through that.
Yep. It's the only way to learn is that experience.
You have to.
Now being at the level you're at, you know, going through some tough losses, playing, what would you say is your goal for this year? What your goal is 5 years from now and then 10 years from now?
Well, 5 years from now, I see myself in the NBA, and then I don't know. We just got to wait until we gonna have to wait and see what these. Can't really talk. You can't really talk too much. You know what I mean? You just gotta actually speak logging the words. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That's funny. Do you have any dream schools, or you just want to get the opportunity to play at another D1 school after here and just prove yourself?
Yeah. That's what I really want to do right there. Whatever school fits. I don't really got a dream school for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever the best opportunity. I'm going to know what it is, but that best opportunity to get to the NBA, that's it.
That's right. I'll be rooting for you, my man. I can't wait to watch you play. We'll have some fun right now. We're going to go keep it 100 with Mike Kaplan. One word answer, rapid fire.
Ooh.
You ready to go?
Let's go.
All right. Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
J. Cole or Drake?
J. Cole.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram? Yeah, I'm not trying to go TikTok viral.
Nah, Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix, Hulu?
Ooh. Netflix.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Probably some fruits.
Fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, another good thing about your brother. Your brother's always got healthy stuff in the house, right?
He changing the whole family's diet.
There you go. Making juices, everything, right?
Alkaline. Shout out to AK Vibes. AK Vibes, man.
Drinking alkaline water?
Yeah, alkaline. He makes Seymour smoothies, all that.
Yeah?
Get you right.
You like him?
Of course. I love him.
That's great stuff, man. Rajon Blackwell, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Can't wait to follow you through this journey and help in any way I can to get you there.
My guy, appreciate it, man.
No problem.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!